Royal Mail and BT strikes. 155,000 Communication Workers Union, CWU, members are continuing their strikes in Royal Mail and BT. Socialist Party members have supported the picket lines around the country. Royal Mail pickets have remained strong despite the escalating threats from bosses. Mitcham, South London pickets still in good spirits. The announcement of job cuts has made them more determined. April Ashley. Pocklington, East Yorkshire pickets complained about pay being in the wrong hands, and the shareholders being the cause of all this. Members seem pissed off that the CEO won't even negotiate, and that there's no scope for redundancies in many of the offices, because there's already too much work. We had interesting discussions about the universal service and the important role this plays in communities. Under the new terms and conditions, there would potentially be no cover for ill staff, and people would just have to go without a postie. Steve Scott. Hull, there was solidarity in more ways than one on the Malmo Road picket line. A civil service union PCS rep visited the picket line. Supporters brought food and a gazebo to shelter pickets from the rain. Discussions ranged from the need to stand trade union worker candidates in the general election, to the call for nationalization of mail under workers' control, the need for a strike fund, and banter and laughs. Janet Gibson. Grimsby, the turnout was the best I've seen at any of the pickets I've attended. Speaking to some of the posters, CEO Simon Thompson's threat has had the opposite to his intended effect, as there's a stronger determination to win the dispute. Lots of honking horns as well. Bill Ward. Leicester, despite the damp weather, spirits were high on the CWU picket line at Leicester Meridian Royal Mail Centre. Well catered as well. Pizza oven, barbecue, samosas, brownies, tea, and coffee. Steve Score.